From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns begins his third message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel were preparing to enter the land of promise. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua was responsible to ready his people for the fighting which lay ahead. God had promised the land to Abraham's descendants long ago, and now God confirmed that promise to Joshua. In verse 3 of chapter 1, God said to Joshua, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." In a message entitled, "Measurable Progress Toward Certain Victory," Dr. Cairns shows that the conquest of the land, as well as victory in the Christian life, is accomplished one step at a time. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns deals briefly with something which troubles every living soul, that is, the burden of sin.
Over the years, I have known some very, very strong people. I have known strong men who could carry immense amounts of weight, huge burdens, had broad shoulders, and they could carry things that would make normal people quail with fear. I've seen many a slight woman who metaphorically had the strength of 10 men and could bear great burdens. And when I say that, my mind goes to a very dear friend of mine who for many years was able to carry so many burdens, so many responsibilities. She could bear so much by the way of affliction, trouble, trial, disappointment, discouragement, without ever losing faith or joy or peace, and was always in a position to help others and encourage them, that I realize that strength is much, much more than something merely physical. So I'm sure that you also have met people, men and women, who are able, either physically or metaphorically, to show how broad their shoulders really are and what great burdens they're able to carry. So broad shoulders can carry great burdens. But there's one burden that even the broadest shoulders ultimately cannot carry, and that is the burden of sin. Sin is a tremendous burden. We are told in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who is able to bear it and bear it away. Those of us who are sinners, and that's all of us, of course, we bear our sins, they crush us down, but we can never carry them away. We can never remove them. They are ever with us, day and night. Sin is with us. No matter what we do, we can never get rid of it. None of us has the strength to bear our sins away. But according to Isaiah 53, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do that. Because, said the prophet, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, what did he do with it? Did it bear him down? Did it defeat him? Did it grind him into the dust? No, sir. I read in John chapter 1, verse 29, and then again in verse 36, the words of John the Baptist, "The Lamb of God beareth away the sin of the world." He was able to bear not just my sin, but the sin of a lost world, the most crushing load the world has ever known. He bore it away. Now, if you're carrying a burden of sin and it's crushing you down, then there's something to be done about it. You can't carry it away. You can't get rid of it. But there is a place where you can get rid of it. There is one who can take it from you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need rest from the accusing conscience, rest from the memory of unforgiven sin, rest and peace with God if you need to have the burden of sin carried from your shoulders, then you need Christ. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, that may well describe you. "Come unto me," said he, "all you who labor, all you who are burdened down, you come to me." You don't have to get rid of your sin before you come. You don't have to get rid of your burden before you come. He's the one who'll do all that. He says, "You come with your burden, come with your sin, you come unto me, and I will give you rest." Christ bore away the sin of the world. He's the Lamb of God. He can deal with your sin. And he will lead you into the experience that John Bunyan described in Pilgrim's Progress when he came to the place called Calvary and the great burden that he felt upon him rolled away, rolled away, rolled away, the chorus says, and the burden of my sin rolled away. Make sure you get to Christ, the great sin bearer.
Please go home by the way.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
Now, for a number of weeks, we have looked at Joshua chapter 1, and I have sort of taken the natural route, or route, I think you will pronounce it here in America, but you have to forgive maybe I should forgive your pronunciation. If the old people back in Britain used to pronounce the word as route, and when their children went to school, the school teachers wrapped them over the knuckles for saying it that way, so it's fear that keeps me saying it the old way route. Anyway, we've been taking the natural route through the chapter, but I want us just to go back and dot an I and cross a T here or there as the Lord leads. And I want us to go back to the beginning of the chapter, and especially the first few verses. We'll be looking at verses 3 and 4. But let's read these opening verses together. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them,
even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these very familiar words from his own book for his name's sake. Verses 3 and 4, and especially the beginning of verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. The most poignant picture I saw of 50th anniversary celebrations of the D-Day landings was of an old man in a wheelchair being pushed across what is called Pegasus Bridge in Normandy at the head of a column of very old soldiers. 50 years before, then as a very young man, Major John Howard had received his orders to take Pegasus Bridge and to hold it until relieved. He and his paratroopers defied all the odds and they completed that mission. Their action has been commemorated, at least in large part, in a Hollywood film. And it's one of those cases where the film cannot live up to the reality. For certainly their action was heroic by any standard, and it very substantially hampered the initial German response to the Allied landings on Normandy. While it would be too much to claim that the entire Normandy invasion depended on the action at Pegasus Bridge, we can say that a lot of its success could be traced to the courage, the devotion to duty, the willingness to fight whatever the cost of those men led by Major Howard. The man in the wheelchair had earned the applause of the crowds who witnessed his return to Pegasus Bridge. Major Howard's part in that great scheme of the Normandy landings, I think, illustrates for us the vital relationship between a grand design for any operation and the detailed steps that must be taken in order to achieve it. General Eisenhower's top advisors had drawn up a daring and imaginative plan, so daring and so imaginative that practically no German commander had anticipated its location and its progress. That plan aimed at the overthrow of Hitler, throwing him out of France and then out of all his occupied territories. That was the aim. But that aim would have remained a mere dream had it not been that the Allies also meticulously planned each of the detailed operations that were necessary to lead them to their objective. The grand design of the D-Day landings depended on the successful completion of an entire host of small operations, things that were coordinated steps that in themselves were unglamorous, dangerous, and very, very difficult. Before the generals could ever get to ride in triumph along the Champs-Élysées in Paris, or the church bells in London and New York and other places could ring out their song of victory. The long and arduous march through Europe all the way to Berlin had to be taken step by step. Every well-planned campaign needs two things. It needs first to have sound objectives, and second, it needs to have adequate particular steps to achieve those objectives. A very basic lesson of warfare, whether ancient or modern. The Lord taught Joshua that lesson right at the very beginning of his leadership of the children of Israel. First of all, he set before him a great objective of breathtaking proportions. He said to the leader of this seemingly small and insignificant nation that he was to lead his people into the possession of the promised land, which, though it appears so small to us and has occasioned many a joke among third-rate music hall comedians as to why such a tiny place should be so fought over and so avidly desired, despite all that, is a land of rare strategic importance. It was in ancient times, it is today, and if you know your Bible, it will be at the end of the age. A land not only of rare strategic importance, but a land that then flowed with milk and honey. We hear of the Fertile Crescent. Well, this was the most fertile part of all. And Joshua had given to him by the Lord the great objective of entering in, possessing the land. But then the Lord showed Joshua that in order to achieve this great goal, he would have to take a host of intermediate steps. In other words, it's the old saying that Rome wasn't built in a day. When that was told to a crew building, or said by a crew building a building in Belfast, the foreman said, but I wasn't foreman in that job, so just get on with it. But Rome wasn't built in a day. Joshua didn't take possession of the promised land in one step. He didn't step all the way at once. No, there were many intermediate steps, particular things that he had to do. And that's why I have emphasized the words at the beginning of verse 3. These are not to be taken in any general way. They're meant particularly, literally. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Now, it could be argued that the promise of God to Abraham was much greater than the area over which Joshua would personally place his feet. But the promise to Joshua was, there is the great design. In order to achieve it, here is what you have to do. You must step it out. The conquest of the land was to be a one-step-at-a-time procedure, with each step being taken with an eye to the final victory. Now, when you understand that, I think you will grasp something, to be quite honest, that is so simple, so very, very practical, that I had to think a long time before daring to make it the subject of a sermon here this morning. And it was only the conviction that it was the Lord's will to do so that I have come to do it. When you're learning homiletics, the great professors of homiletics tell you that every text you take, every subject you take, must be great enough to hang an entire discourse upon. Take great texts and great subjects. That's a bit of advice I've always tried to take. And so it's with some fear and trepidation that I take something that is so absolutely, I might even say childishly simple, that spiritually, we are in the position of Joshua. And our great designs can only be accomplished by paying attention to the day-by-day details. Our great aim can only be achieved by walking through the land, as it were, step by step, paying attention to the particulars without which the great design can never come to pass.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.